Welcome to the show. As I've spoken about the truth of the income tax over the years, some people are uncomfortable with what I'm telling them. They find it difficult to accept. Why? It's not because they're stupid or I'm being unclear. It's because they can't wrap their heads around the idea that employees of the IRS would knowingly commit a massive fraud against the American people. And to be fair, they're not completely wrong, because it's not the run-of-the-mill IRS employees who are scamming you. No IRS employees are told the truth about the income tax, obviously. They are simply doing what they're told without understanding they are cogs in the wheel of the scam. The income tax scam operates on three elements. One, the ignorance of the American people concerning income tax law. Two, signing tax forms that create a false legal presumption that you are someone you're not engaged in financial activity you are not. And three, the way the IRS's 60-year-old mainframe computers at its Martinsburg, Virginia computing center are programmed, which, ironically, are programmed in accordance with what the law really says about the income tax, which, again, ironically, is what I've been telling you about the truth of the income tax for three decades. If all this sounds a little cryptic, maybe even a little far-fetched, I mean no disrespect when I say that's only because at this moment you're ignorant of critical facts. The good news is today I'm going to give you the facts you need to understand the income tax scam and how to avoid being ensnared by it.
The Dr. Reality Vodcast with Dave Champion.
Let's start with this. I'm the author of Income Tax Shattering the Myth, the best-selling book in the country that educates the American people to the reality that Congress has never imposed the income tax on ordinary, hardworking Americans like you. When I say it educates, I mean it provides mountains of incontrovertible evidence. As but one example, since the income tax law was enacted in 1913, the Secretary of the Treasury has issued 11 Treasury decisions stating who is to file a Form 1040. In all 11 Treasury decisions, the Secretary says a 1040 is to be used by non-resident aliens with U.S. source income, or the non-resident alien's U.S. agent. If you're uncertain why that's significant, allow me to explain. Nowhere in all of Congress's income tax statutes does it say who is to file a Form 1040. Nowhere in the voluminous income tax regulations does it say who is to file a Form 1040. To find out who is to use a 1040, you have to drill down past the statutes and regs to Treasury decisions. When you do that, you find that since 1913, when the income tax was first enacted, the only persons instructed to file a 1040 are non-resident aliens with U.S. source income or the non-resident alien's U.S. agent. Well, that's just one tiny example from the mountains of evidence you'll find in Income Tax Shattering the Myths. Today, I'm going to show you why non-resident aliens with U.S. source income, or their domestic agents, are the only people instructed to file a 1040. I'm also going to connect that to other income tax forms you sign by which you create false legal presumptions the IRS uses to come after you for income tax you don't owe and never have. Before we jump in, I want to let you know I'm running a special on my website, drreality.news, drreality.news. Any order containing income tax shattering myths gets free shipping by using the code tariffs at checkout. More on that later. Have you heard about the police investigations that have gone on for days until the suspect finally confesses, only to later find out he had nothing to do with the crime, but confess to make the endless interrogations stop? In short, such confessions are the result of psychological torture applied against weak minds. Americans sign tax forms and file tax returns not because of psychological torture, but because of psychological manipulation in the form of endless propaganda. What do I mean by endless propaganda? To answer that, let me ask you a few questions. Question one. Who told you you owe income tax? For most of you, the answer is everyone, including your parents, siblings, teachers, friends, the media, and if you have a religious affiliation, your religious leaders. So how many of the people who told you you owe income tax have read a word of tax law? For the overwhelming majority of you, the answer is not one. Question two, who told you that you have to sign tax forms, such as a W-4 or W-9, when you receive payment in the course of earning your living? That would be the people who are paying you. While they phrase it as a request, it is, in fact, a demand, because if you say no, they will refuse to hire you or threaten to withhold some or all of the money they owe you. How many of those people have read a word of tax law? As someone who has been in this space for more than 3 decades, I can assure you the answer is zero. How can I say that? I can say that because in those 3 decades, having spoken to hundreds and hundreds of business owners, accountants, company attorneys, and tax attorneys, not one has read what the law says. You may find that hard to believe, but you don't have to take my word for it. If you read Income Tax Shattering the Myths, thus becoming educated on the subject, when you speak with those kinds of folks, you will find they've never read the law. And having read Income Tax Shattering the Myths, you will be the expert in the room. Question three, who told you you have to file a tax return? The answer to that is very likely the same as to question one, everyone. And just as was the case for question number one, none of the people who told you that have read tax law. Now, if everyone tells you that you are legally required to do a thing, but in reality there is no such requirement in the law, is that not propaganda? Of course it is. The fact that a falsehood comes to you from family, friends, and people in the business community doesn't make it any less propaganda. In fact, when a falsehood comes to you from family, friends, and people in the business community, the government sees that as the very best kind of propaganda because the falsehood is coming to you from people you trust. And that means you won't bother to research it. But let's get back to the Form 1040. Since the Secretary of the Treasury says it is only to be used by non-resident aliens with U.S. source income or the non-resident alien's U.S. agent, why do you file one every year? The answer is simple. People file a 1040 because they are doing what they've been told and they fear getting in trouble if they don't. The fear is a result of the propaganda with which they've been bombarded their whole life. If that's you, you're not alone. Out of ignorance, I filed a 1040 every year from the time I was 16 until I learned the truth at 33. I have not filed a tax return or paid a penny of income tax since I learned the truth 32 years ago. Phrased another way, I filed an income tax return every year until I read what the law says rather than blindly accepting what people told me. In other words, I stopped listening to the propaganda. What we've covered thus far is the psychological reason people freely give their hard-earned money to the government, even though they are not required to do so. But there's a bigger question we should be asking. Since Congress has not imposed the income tax on you, why do people get in trouble for not filing and paying? That's the result of buying into the propaganda we've been discussing for the last few minutes. More pointedly, it's due to the crucial mistake of signing tax forms. Allow me to explain. The income tax is a forms-driven administrative system. Everything bad that happens to a person concerning income tax is the result of signing tax forms in which the person attests, under penalty of perjury, to being someone he is not and doing specific financial things he is not doing. Let's consider the two most common forms people sign when earning a living. One is the Form W-4 and the other is Form W-9. People sign Form W-4 when they work for someone else as an employee, and Form W-9 is when the person has provided a product or service to someone as a contractor. While that description is pretty much all that Americans understand about those forms, that bare bones understanding is missing critically important elements concerning what those forms mean in law. Let's look at forms W-4 and W-9. I'm going to break down the W-4 into its three legal aspects. One, Form W-4 is only to be given to a worker by a government employer that is under the exclusive legislative jurisdiction of Congress. There is zero authority in law for a private sector firm to give a worker a W-4, let alone demand the worker sign it. Two, a W-4 is only to be signed by a worker if he or she is a non-resident alien. And three, it is only to be signed when the non-resident alien is receiving U.S. source income in the form of wages. The fact that none of that was true when you signed a W-4 should tell you how well the propaganda has done its job. A quick aside on the W-4 not being applicable in the private sector, the sole exception to that is federal instrumentalities. But since federal instrumentalities employ perhaps 3/10,000 of the private sector workers, it's not worth addressing here today. Now, let's break down the form W-9 in a similar manner. Here are the three elements that must be present for you to legally sign a W-9. One, you must be a U.S. citizen, U.S. resident, or domestic corporation. Two, you must be receiving U.S. source income. Three, the U.S. source income you are receiving must belong to a non-resident alien or foreign corporation for whom you are acting as the domestic agent. And again, the fact that you were not acting as a domestic agent of a foreign person when you signed a W-9 tells you how well the propaganda has worked. A quick note before I continue. If you enjoy this kind of knowledge that you'll never get from any source other than this channel, please take a moment to subscribe and hit the like button so the algorithms will show this content to more people. Also, for a limited time, you can get free shipping on any of my writings as long as Income Tax Shattering the Myths is included in your order. Simply use the coupon code TARIFFS at checkout. I'll share that again later. At this point, let's switch from talking about the forms you signed to discussing the information returns filed against you because you signed those forms. Again, we'll start with W-4. When you sign a W-4, the person or entity to whom you provide it then files a form W-2 against you at the beginning of each year. Because signing the W-4 was you attesting under penalty of perjury that you are a non-resident alien receiving U.S. source income in the form of wages, the W-2 conveys that to the IRS. In short, you swore you're a non-resident alien receiving U.S. source income in the form of wages, which then requires the payor to inform the IRS of that via form W-2. Now to the W-9. When you sign a W-9, the person or entity to whom you provided it files a form 1099 against you at the beginning of each year. Because signing the W-9 was you attesting under penalty of perjury that the money you receive belongs to a foreign person for whom you're acting as the domestic agent, the payor is then required to inform the IRS of that via form 1099. Now, let's look at what happens when those information returns are received by the IRS. Several months ago, I did a presentation on the ancient mainframes and antiquated software being used by the IRS at its Martinsburg, Virginia Computing Center. In that video, I explained why the IRS has not and cannot replace those archaic systems with modern hardware and software. I'll put a link to that video down in the notes. Those 1960s vintage mainframes are programmed to process information returns, such as W-2s and 1099s, in accordance with the law. So, how does that play out for you? According to the IRS, in 2022, it received 5.4 billion information returns. So, which IRS employees are looking at yours? Well, that would be none. Every single one of the billions of information returns received by the IRS are processed by the IRS's computers, not humans. What the IRS computer does is code those information returns into your individual master file, commonly known as IMF. The IRS's mainframe opened an individual master file in your name when you filed your very first 1040, because the act of signing it was you swearing under penalty of perjury that you're a non-resident alien with U.S. source income or a domestic agent for a non-resident alien with U.S. source income. I should mention that the IMF is all controlling. Everything the IRS computers do concerning you is determined by your IMF on the mainframes at the Martinsburg Computing Center. Understanding that, let's explore what happens when information return data is placed in your IMF. Let's start with the Form W-2. A Form W-2 results in the IMF operating under a legal presumption that you are a non-resident alien receiving U.S. source income in the form of wages. That presumption operates as a fact, unless or until it is effectively rebutted. Let's now connect that back to the information I shared with you earlier concerning the Form 1040. If you recall, the Secretary of the Treasury has repeatedly stated that Form 1040 is to be used by a non-resident alien with U.S. source income or the non-resident alien's domestic agent. So, you sign a W-4 under penalty of perjury saying you're a non-resident alien receiving U.S. source income in the form of wages. The entity to which you gave the W-4 then sends a W-2 to the IRS at the end of the year, which tells the IRS's computer that you swore on a federal tax form that you're a non-resident alien receiving U.S. source income in the form of wages. The computer, the IRS's computer, is programmed to expect a 1040 from every non-resident alien who has received U.S. source income in the form of wages. Get it? Now, let's look at what takes place when a company files a Form 1099 against you. A Form 1099 results in your IMF operating under a legal presumption that you are acting as the U.S. agent for a non-resident alien or foreign corporation with U.S. source income. That presumption operates as a fact unless or until it is effectively rebutted. As the domestic agent of a foreign person, you are required to act as a withholding agent, which means you must collect the U.S. income tax from the foreign person's U.S. source income before sending the balance offshore to his foreign owner. Now, let's connect that back to the information I shared with you concerning the Form 1040. As we just discussed, the Secretary of the Treasury has repeatedly stated that Form 1040 is to be used only by a non-resident alien with U.S. source income or the non-resident alien's domestic agent. So, you sign a W-9 under penalty of perjury saying you're the domestic agent of a foreign person who's receiving U.S. source income. The entity to which you gave the W-9 then sends a 1099 to the IRS at the end of the year, which tells the IRS's computer that you swore on a federal tax form that you're the domestic agent of a foreign person. The IRS's computer is programmed to expect the domestic agent to withhold the tax and pay it to the IRS using a Form 1040. I hope you noticed how logically this all fits. It is a linear series of steps that begin with an American citizen signing a tax form, certifying under penalty of perjury that she's someone she's not, involved in a financial transaction she's not. And everything flows from that initial act. The only problem with all of this is you know nothing about it, at least until today. Let's return for a moment to my earlier statement that the income tax is a form-driven scheme, because that's really the point of this presentation. Not long ago, a gentleman who works in construction asked me how the IRS could think a 1099 filed against a construction worker represents U.S. source income paid to the domestic agent of a foreign person. I pointed out to him that the billions of annual information returns are processed by the IRS's computers, not humans. I asked him how the computer would know he's a construction worker. Let's say the construction worker's name is Bob Jones. The computer doesn't know Bob is a construction worker. All the computer knows is that it received a form saying Bob Jones received $60,000 of U.S. source income belonging to a foreign person for whom Bob is acting as the domestic agent. That then leads the computer to the determination that Bob is required to withhold U.S. income tax from the foreign person's $60,000, which in turn leads the computer to the determination that Bob, acting in his capacity as the foreign guy's domestic agent, is required to file a Form 1040 and pay the withheld tax to the IRS. If Bob doesn't file a 1040, at some point, the computer will spit out a letter telling Bob he needs to file. Being dumb as a rock about income tax, Bob thinks the letter means the IRS is saying he is required to file and pay income tax on his personal earnings as a construction worker. Not long ago, I did a presentation on how to never get accused of a tax crime by the IRS. I shared some of the elements that are in today's material and made the point that all one need do is show the IRS that you know what the government claim is really all about, and they fuck right off. That's because the reality we've been discussing today will bring down their house of cards if it gets into a courtroom. So they do whatever is necessary to make sure it doesn't, which includes leaving people alone who make it clear they know exactly how the scam works. With that said, let me ask you a few questions. If you mistakenly signed a Form W-4 out of ignorance, did that magically make you a non-resident alien? If you mistakenly signed a Form W-4, did it magically change the income tax statutes passed by Congress? If you mistakenly signed a Form W-4, did it magically change the income tax regulations promulgated by the Treasury Department? If you mistakenly signed a Form W-4, did it magically change what's in the Secretary's Treasury decisions? The answer to all of those is, of course not. How about the W-9? If you mistakenly signed a Form W-9 out of ignorance, did that magically make you the domestic agent of a foreign person? Did it magically change the income tax statutes passed by Congress? Did it magically change the income tax regulations promulgated by the Treasury Department? Did it magically change what's in the Secretary's Treasury decisions? Again, of course not. The good news is all those non-factual presumptions are rebuttable. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, once you make it clear that you know exactly how the scam works, the IRS fucks right off. That said, there is a proper protocol for communicating that to the IRS. I always cringe when someone tells me, I wrote the IRS a letter and set them straight so they won't be bothering me anymore. Yeah, so it doesn't work like that. Check the notes for more information on doing it correctly. Today, you learned some legal facts that you probably find shocking. So how do you get all of the necessary information under your belt? Well, that's simple. Read Income Tax Shattering the Myths. And if you order right now, I'll pay the shipping. In fact, I'm currently offering free shipping on any order from my DrReality.news website if the order contains a copy of Income Tax Shattering the Myths. I'm going to suggest you purchase the 4-pack containing Income Tax Shattering the Myths, The Business Guide to Payroll Withholding, The Business Handbook for Form W-9 1099 U.S. Person, and Body Science. The first reason to get the 4-pack is the price is already deeply discounted from purchasing the 4 items individually. The second reason is it contains The Business Guide to Payroll Withholding that's relevant to setting your record straight about Forms W-4 and W-2. It also contains the Business Handbook for Forms W-9, 1099, and U.S. Person, which is relevant to setting your record straight about the Form W-9 and 1099. The third reason is you get free shipping by using the code TARIFFS. The fourth book in the pack is Body Science, my groundbreaking work on human physiology that is the key to what so many people say they want, which is to turn around the health of the American people. MAHA, right? That's the big thing now. Sadly, The vast majority of Americans prefer to get their views on nutritional physiology from a corrupt media rather than a physiologist who tears down the false establishment health narratives and gives you the science of getting and staying healthy presented in a way everyone can understand. If you're sincere about getting and staying healthy, and you want that for people you care about, you need to read Body Science. I practice what I preach. I adhere to everything you'll discover in Body Science, and at 65, I'm in perfect health. No chronic diseases, no big pharma products, and I haven't been sick a day in years. So go to drreality.news and pick up Income Tax Shattering the Myths or the 4-pack. Remember to use the coupon code TARIFFS to get free shipping on any order containing Income Tax Shattering the Myths. Also, purchasing any of my writings helps me to continue to be here for you with these revealing and thought-provoking presentations. If you found today's content intriguing and compelling, please help spread the word by sharing this video far and wide. Thank you for sharing your time with me today. I hope you consider time well spent.